And this week's honoree is a championship-winning football coach, someone who believes success isn't just measured in trophies, but in character, accountability, and what young men carry with them long after the final whistle.
You look at the culture and where your coaches come from and what they made it to, and you're like, okay, that's what I want to be around.
That's Asar Hurd, a junior linebacker at Winslow Township High School.
I want to go to Michigan, either Michigan or Penn State, either one. But wherever I go, it really don't matter. I just want to go out there and ball.
At 17, Asar has big dreams and a real chance to make them happen. He is strong on the field, focused in the classroom, and credits his coach for pushing him in both directions.
He's just a great person himself, on and off the field.
That coach is Bill Belton, a Winslow Township graduate, a former Penn State standout, and now the head coach who brought his alma mater to the top of New Jersey high school football.
Young men understand that, hey, listen, if I'm going to play for Coach Bill, I have to also excel in the classroom. So my name is Theron Lewis. I nominated Bill Belton to be a good soul.
Theron Lewis is an award-winning cinematographer at WHYY. He and Bill went to Penn State together, and Theron has watched Bill grow into a leader who knows when to stay calm and when to turn up the heat.
Bill is a very laid-back, chill guy. He doesn't really get rattled at all, but when you see him on the sideline, he hits a switch, and he brings this fiery edge.
That balance helped transform the Winslow Eagles into a powerhouse. An undefeated season, the program's first ever championship in 2024, and then, despite adversity, a return to the mountaintop in 2025 for back-to-back state title wins.
Winning a championship, kind of experiencing that was definitely exciting. My name is Bill Belton. I'm the head coach at Winslow Township High School for the football program. Landing here has been a ride for me. I never saw myself being a high school head coach.
Because before the hardware, Bill was chasing a different dream.
When I was younger, the biggest thing that attracted me to football was actually being able to go out there and be the person that, has the most touchdowns or able to run the fastest.
Growing up in Sicklerville, New Jersey, Bill fell in love with football early, encouraged by his father, Bill Sr., who recognized his talent and nurtured it.
I would say I knew I was good in grade school. I had some friends that were playing at the time. I was, one of the best one out of my friend group. And then going into high school, I was able to kind of take that to another level.
At Winslow Township High School, Bill didn't just play well, he made history, becoming the first quarterback in New Jersey to throw for 2,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in consecutive seasons. And that performance earned him a scholarship to Penn State and a chance to compete on one of the biggest stages in college football.
It was just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play on that stage.
But Bill's path wasn't without setbacks. A serious injury during his sophomore year forced him to confront something deeper than athletic ability: resilience.
Fighting through all those, little obstacles and hurdles and just understanding that, this isn't over.
And then came a moment he'll never forget, a game against Michigan, when he found the end zone under the lights with everyone watching.
Penn State has done it!
And I finally was able to make a play on a stage that mattered.
After college, Bill chased the NFL dream, signing with the New York Jets. He was cut, a tough lesson, but not the end of the story.
Just a pit stop on your journey, and you'll get through it. And when the opportunity comes, just to be ready for your moment.
Eventually, Bill found his way into coaching, first at Timber Creek High School, a rival of Winslow. Then in 2020, the call came, an opportunity to return home as offensive coordinator. But success didn't come instantly.
Played in a playoff game, and we ended up getting beat. I believe it was 40-0.
Instead of backing down, Bill leaned in.
I love being, talked about, doubted and stuff like that kind of gives me an edge.
In 2021, Winslow captured a Central Jersey title. Soon after, Bill was named head coach and began pouring everything he'd learned into his players. And not just about football, also about life.
Doing the right things when nobody's watching and not and just being a good person.
And Winslow rewarded him last year, inducting him and to the school's Hall of Fame. For folks like Theron, who know Bill, the recognition makes sense.
He has these intangibles that really exemplifies what it means to be a solid individual.
If you know someone who you think serves as a role model for compassion, generosity, and service, tell us their story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.